Hello and welcome back to the show, Domestic Violence for Men. I am your host, Andy Reyna, and in this podcast, I really want to kind of switch everything up. And I know with everything that's going on recently in the news with the coronavirus going around, I just want everybody to be safe. That is the main thing here. I want everybody to be good. I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to listen to what the CDC says. And I want everybody to adhere to that. I know that if you're in a bad situation and you want to get out of it, this has not helped matters any. But I really want you guys to be in a safe place. And I can't express to you enough how important it is. I know that some people are saying that it's a conspiracy or, you know, all these things that you see on the internet. But I can assure you, just because of people that I know, relatives that I have that are in the medical field, this thing is no joke. And I want everybody to know that this is a very serious matter. And it needs to be followed through the best way that you can. And I want everybody to know that I'm still with you. I'm still here with you. And I still support you. So I know that there may be some people out there struggling, trying to get out of a bad situation, or there may be some people out there who, you know, don't know what to do, or they're contemplating what to do, or for months they've been kind of going around in their head, like, should I get out of this situation or not? You know, the best advice I can tell you is get a support system together and get yourself out of there and make sure that you, cover all your bases. Make sure you don't get sick. That's the most important thing. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of your kids if you have any, and you sure the heck can't get out of that situation that you're in. So I want everybody to know that I'm here with you. I'm supporting you. I know I'm working from home with the job that I have. I'm trying to do the best that I can. And for those people who have been sent home, that cannot work from home or is struggling right now, I have deep empathy for you. I really do feel for you. And I hope everything works out. And I hope that you are able to get on your feet. And I hope people are listening to this podcast. I mean, there's really not much to do, right? I know that I work during the day. And once I get off working during the day, it's just I'm still stuck in this house. And I look around and I wonder to myself, like, what am I going to do next? Because I can't stand being in this house. And I got to work 8 hours in this house and then stay an additional, you know, more hours in this house. And it just drives me insane. So I know that I'm with you guys. I'm in this quarantine. I'm trying to do the best thing that I can. I know come next week, I will be totally submerged, and I say that in a joking manner, but right now my boys are with their mother for the week, and next week it'll be just me and the boys moving forward for the next several weeks, not just one, several weeks, and I don't know how long this thing is going to last, but I know that I'm trying to do the best that I can, and I hope that everybody does the best that they can. And hopefully we can get through this. And I know this is an important message, but I want everybody to hang in there. I want everybody to be able to be safe and not get sick. If you have any of those symptoms, you know, go get tested. Make sure that you're doing your due diligence. I know here up in Indiana, I am actually about 45 minutes east of Chicago. And right now, our count for people who are positive is not that high. And I know it's just a matter of time that this area will eventually become saturated. So I want everybody, if you're in a bad area, you know, stay home, hunker down, you know, Netflix it out, listen to this podcast or other podcasts out there. And the best thing that I can tell you, and this is the one thing that I have talk to myself about, is that what's the thing that you really wanted to do that you never have time to do? And now is the time to get the stuff done that you always struggle with or always in the back of your mind, like, hey, I wanted to do that. Well, then you know what? You got time now. I mean, if you have kids, and you know, I'll have my kids for the next several weeks. It's going to be hard doing the homeschooling thing. But you know what? At night or, you know, in the afternoon, take a break and teach yourself something. You know, I know I've picked up the harmonica recently in the last couple months. Actually, last year, I should say. And, you know, and I've always, like, you know, kicked myself in the butt. Like, hey, why don't you sit down and really learn this thing? And that's really what I'm going to do. So I just encourage everybody out there, hey, if you want to learn another language, now is the time. If you want to learn an instrument, now is the time. You know, I know Amazon is delivering stuff. I know I've been a huge Amazon fan. Shout out to Amazon for keeping us stocked. And to all those people that just went nuts at the grocery store, I don't know what is wrong with you, but, you know, all your food's probably going to go bad. I don't know what you're doing, but anyway, that's none of my business. But I really want you guys to understand that this is a very serious thing. And, it's just as serious as domestic violence. It's just as serious as anything else out there. And, you know, if anybody can just kind of hang in there, we'll get through this. And again, thank you for supporting my podcast, and thank you for supporting everything that I'm doing. I'm trying my best, and come Monday, I'll be dropping another podcast, and hopefully you guys will listen to that, and that one will be called Is Love Painful? And it's going to go over a bunch of things, you know, this bunch of things that you should be asking yourself, and maybe you're in a situation that... you know, you can ask yourself these questions and look around, look at the landscape and go, hey, hey, what's going on here? You know, or you're out of a situation and you think to yourself, like, hey, if I get back into this dating game, you know, these are the things I should be asking myself or be looking out for. So, again, you know, stay tuned. I got some more stuff coming your way. I just wanted to drop this podcast real quick and just let everybody know that, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. And I'm hanging in my house just as much as probably you are. And I'm trying to get the whole grocery thing down pat. And I'm struggling just as much as you guys are. So let's just pull together. Let's unite together. And let's knock this thing out of the park. And I'm sure that we can. And you guys stay safe. And talk to you guys on Monday. All right. Have a good one.